Talking today with small grains extension specialist at Oklahoma State University, Amanda Silva. We called to check in on the wheat crop because, man, with the kind of weather that we've been having, I have no idea what we might even be thinking about the wheat crop right now. So give us a little update.
Yeah, so the wheat is looking really good. It has grown, very much in this past day. So this cool and moist weather is doing really well for our crop. So as the wheat moves into that stage from jointing to heading, it's going to take a lot of water and nutrients. So we have very good conditions for that.
So with the freeze where we had temperatures below freezing for almost a 2-week stretch, what did that do to the wheat, or did it do anything?
So for Oklahoma, we didn't see much clear effect of those of that freeze on the wheat, with exception of a few areas that we did not have much of a snow cover to insulate and protect the crop. So those areas were more affected. But overall, though, that freeze event that happened did not seem to harm our wheat crop this year. So wheat becomes more susceptible to freeze as it moves now into that heading stage.
So, at that point, since it wasn't to the heading stage, the freeze didn't really make a whole lot of difference.
I think we might see maybe some effect for some varieties, for example, that were more susceptible to those low temperatures. We might see some difference in spring tillering ability. So we may see a reduction in spring tillering for some varieties. But overall, I would say that we had enough snow cover to protect the crop. So we did not see much damage of those low temperatures on the wheat because we were very fortunate with the snow cover in most part of our state when that freeze occurred.
Do you find that it's helpful? Especially with trying to plan the weather in Oklahoma, that people and producers choose certain varieties that will be the best type that can deal with those types of conditions?
I don't know if we have a clear answer to that because I think the effect of that freeze, for example, or of those low temperatures on wheat, it will depend on the growth stage of the crop. It will depend on several conditions like soil moisture and snow cover. Those are factors that will play a key role on the effect of the freeze on the wheat. So, for example, the genetics, this is something that we are still learning about it. I think there might be some difference on the ability of varieties to tolerate those low temperatures, but growth stage of the crop is very important when those freeze events occur.
Have you had the opportunity to get out to the Lahoma wheat plot and see the different varieties and how they're looking and how they're coming up right now?
Yeah. So overall, the trial is looking really good. We are seeing some differences in top growth. And like I said before, we might see some difference on the spring tillering ability of varieties. But overall, the wheat's looking really good. This rainfall in the past days here really, really helped our crop to grow well, and it's looking good.
Well, so you mentioned that we've had some pretty good precipitation, and with warmer temperatures coming along, what do you see the wheat crop doing in the next few weeks?
Yeah, so most of the wheat in our state is at that jointing stage or getting near to joint. And this is the time that the wheat is using a lot of water. So I think the wheat is looking good. It's definitely going to take advantage of this available soil moisture. I think we have a very good yield potential as of now. In our trials, we were seeing a lot of nitrogen responses. So nitrogen fertilizer is playing a role in the yield potential this year. Also, with the cool and wet conditions, we need to keep vigilant on diseases. We found some powdery mildew, some septoria. Dr. Hunger found some inoculum of stripe rust. So these conditions also are very ideal for disease spread. So we just need to keep vigilant and scout for diseases as well. But as of now, I am seeing a very good yield potential in most of our wheat fields here in Oklahoma.
Are we about on schedule where we're normally at? Like, is the wheat on schedule where it normally would be at about this time of year? Or did the freeze set us back just a little bit?
I think the wheat was trying to start to green up when that freeze came. So we had maybe like 2-3 varieties that were just reaching that first hollow stem stage when that freeze came in. So I think that we had a fairly warm winter. So wheat was a little bit ahead of time and trying to come out of that dormancy period, but then that freeze came and it stopped it. So right now I would say we are on schedule. We, like I said before, we are most of the state is getting near to jointing stage and I would say we are on the schedule.
What is the plan going forward on the wheat field days? Are we still going to get to have those?
Yeah, so we just got approved by administration to get the field, to organize the field days. So we will have the in-person field days in the counties and also at the research stations. We really encourage people to follow the CDC guidelines of social distancing and face coverings. But yes, we are very happy to be able to do the in-person field days this year. But we will also stream some of the locations. So for people that would like to attend virtually, there will be an option as well.
And are those getting started pretty quick, the field days?
So we should start by end of April, around the end of April in our south, southern region, southwest regions in the state. In around mid-May. So we are looking for May 14th for the Lahoma Field Day.
Excellent. All right, Amanda, thank you so much for visiting with us today.
Thank you.